I tell you one picture?
Yes, you can tell me one.
That's just all I have. That's what Lace said that at some point.
Yeah, Lace was something else.
She was, you know, I was really attracted to her until she was like...
Until immediately when she insane. Started being crazy.
Yeah, that was crazy. You know what else is crazy?
What's crazy?
That we're here doing this podcast still.
Heck yeah, we are.
There's no new Bachelor on.
There is not. Per se. But we're in week 3 now of Bachelor seasons, greatest seasons of all time. I say it wrong every time.
And we're still cranking out Batch Please episodes. I'm Evan Delaney.
And I'm Allison Gunnell.
And we're talking about our friend.
Our good friend.
Our good, close, personal friend. We've talked to him before, actually.
We have, yes. A Bachelor Nation favorite, Mr. Ben Higgins himself.
So
let's get into it.
Well, when we talked to him, gosh, about a year ago, this time, I didn't really know a lot about him. Mm-hmm. And
you actually knew nothing about him. Let's be honest here.
I have done very little research on him since then. I know he's a good dude. I follow him on Instagram. I think that was the new revelation coming out of our meeting with him last time. But mm-hmm. I still didn't really know a lot about his season. Mm-hmm. Kind of crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is shocking because he doesn't seem like a guy who would, like, he seems like such a normal dude that mm-hmm. he wouldn't really incite or be a catalyst for, you know, all of this drama.
Yeah, but I feel like the show is the catalyst for the drama, not
this
necessarily.
I guess I meant the center. Of
yeah,
it.
Yeah. I mean, he sparked a little bit, but, well, we'll get into it.
So one thing I loved is how they opened it. He gets, like, the Larry Bird edit, just, like, shooting hoops on his farm.
Yes.
I love that. I would also say that he seemed like the most normal human bachelor since probably the early days that they started doing this. Like,
that was going to be my superlative. You ruined it.
wasn't jacked. Like, wasn't, you know, didn't have this like crazy cool job. Wasn't pilot per se.
We'll skip right ahead. My superlative was going to be the most attainable bachelor.
Okay.
Because the most attainable, approachable, whatever you want to say. Because he's just like a cool, normal dude. Like you said, he's just like not some super buff like gym rat guy or like some crazy rich dude. He's just like a normal dude. And I think that's why people liked him so much.
And I think he was like 26 or 27 on the show, which is like, imagine me as the Bachelor right now.
Don't these people seem so much older than us?
Honestly, yeah.
Like, because I was looking at like JoJo when she went on Ben's season was like 23, 24.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
I guess the TV adds a couple of years.
Because all these people seem dramatically older than us.
Yeah.
And we're 26. I don't feel like we're old.
No. I mean, in my bones I do, but like, well, I know on the surface I don't.
But I don't feel like we look as adult as some of these people that are like our age and younger.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I guess we'll find out when my season airs and oh, what?
Also, some of the TV makeup might, you know.
That's true.
Make people look older.
I don't really know the science behind it, but I guess let's just talk kind of what we've been doing the past couple of weeks is just running down the cast of characters in the show. Where do you want to start?
Yeah. Let's see. Let's go down the list here. Let's start talking about your favorite date of all time in the whole entire world of Bachelor. That's kind of what they opened it by showing.
Well, second maybe to Madison's hometown date with Peter, where they went to the basketball gym.
True, true.
And saw Charles Barkley on the video screen.
But if you guys know anything about Evan from listening to him for the past couple of years, the Kevin Hart Ice Cube date was like made for you.
Oh my God, that was so awesome. I can't believe that, I never knew about that.
I just feel like you'd have loved to be part of that.
It was also the best use of sponsored content on that show I've ever seen. Because they were promoting Ride Along.
Hilarious.
And literally they were doing a Ride Along with Kevin Hart and Ice Cube, which was insanely awkward, like when they were trying to get
It so much better. Like, it was so funny. And this, the fake naked, like, you know he wasn't naked.
Oh, yeah.
But the little black box they put on Kevin Hart was hilarious. Like, it was gold.
And yeah, that would have been so fun to be a part of and so fun to watch, like, in real time. It was funny when Ice Cube was, like, trying to get him all liquored up and give him some jimmies for the night. I mean, the hot tub in a hot tub store, that was weird.
That was really weird.
It was perfect. Like, and that's when we're at almost peak Kevin Hart. Like, I think he's kind of been on his apex for the past couple of years.
Yeah.
And for him to be on a show, like, we've been getting Fred Willard, RIP,
oh, man,
the past 2 years, but he's, like, well past his prime. I can't remember any.
It was a big get for the show.
Yeah, I can't remember any episodes that I've seen where you get a big get.
No, that was good. That was really good. So that was definitely a favorite. Favorite date of Evans.
And that was with Kayla.
Correct? And that was with Kayla, but it was before the like focus on Kayla. It was kind of like
we might as well just focus on her.
Yeah, let's talk about Kayla. So Kayla was kind of an early favorite. Her and Ben clicked pretty quickly. Do you want to make a face at me?
No, I was trying to turn my notebook quietly.
Okay, I thought you were disagreeing. I'm like, no, that's not true. So yeah, her and Ben were pretty early on kind of favorites. People thought that she'd make it pretty far. No one was, I don't think anyone was really that surprised that she made it that far. But I think it was pretty clear that while he really liked Kayla, that he wasn't going to end up with Kayla.
Yeah.
She had a really hard time opening up.
You can only say I love you to so many people.
Exactly. And she had a really hard time opening up, as everyone that goes on the show ever says that they have a hard time opening up.
Yeah.
And she was so worried about, she was really worried to let herself fall in love and get hurt. And unfortunately, that's basically exactly
that's
what
human
happened.
Life.
Yep. But she actually ended up coming on for like a little interview after the fact, and she's now happily engaged.
She's like big time influencer now.
Yeah,
too.
She's a pretty big deal influencer, and she's happily engaged. And what's interesting is I feel like a lot of people that go on these shows that end up like not ending up with somebody actually credit the show for them finding the person they end up with.
Yeah.
Because like if they wouldn't have let themselves open up on the show, they wouldn't have met so-and-so and wouldn't have whatever. And I feel like a lot, it might not be that successful in terms of like the end people, but I feel like a lot of people find love afterwards and like have some parts of the show to think.
Everything happens for
it does.
A reason.
Get it tattooed.
I actually do have a tattoo.
Oh, yeah?
You want to see it?
Yeah, for
I
sure.
I can't show it to you. It's in a private location. You guys know what I'm talking about.
So that's kind of it for Kayla. They didn't, nothing too crazy with her story, but something that was a little more intense. I'd love to talk about Jubilee.
Yeah. So this was
wild.
Up there with Kaylin's, you know, reveal.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't think the show is usually equipped to talk about these things, or at least the leads tend to not be. Like,
well, then they usually don't expect it, I don't think, because most of the conversations end up, at least the ones that are aired, end up being pretty surface level.
Extremely meaningless
and
conversations.
And like every now and then someone will be like, oh, like my parents' divorce was hard. I'm not saying it's not, but I'm saying like those are usually kind of as intense
as
some of
the
private chats get.
Like this, I haven't seen previous seasons to this.
No, this
like,
was definitely
this
the
is,
most intense
okay,
one.
I was going to say like this is hard to...
So Jubilee's in the military.
Yeah.
She was a war veteran, and she talked about how she was born in Haiti.
Mm-hmm.
She was in an orphanage because her entire family died.
Yeah.
And was then adopted and moved to America.
Yeah.
And that's a lot. And she kind of basically talked about having survivor's guilt a little bit because everyone in her family died.
It caught me off guard when she said that she was guilty and Ben asked why. I was like, isn't it? I mean, does he not know what survivor's guilt
was? Yeah, but
I guess
in Ben's defense, if you don't have it, it's probably
that's
hard
true,
to
that's
understand.
True.
I feel like he handled it well. I feel like she was very comforted by the mm-hmm. way he handled it, because obviously that was really hard for her to talk about, but not just to him, but knowing that it was also going to be filmed and everyone was mm-hmm. going to see that. Like, she was super vulnerable, and I loved her. I really did. I thought that... I really like Jubilee, and I just think that would be really hard to talk about. So I give her so much credit for that.
She seems so
She's
much.
She's such a badass. Just in
oh,
general.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely just a kind soul. And like,
yes.
Don't really know much about her outside of, you know, what was shared, but hopefully things, you know, turn out for the best for her.
Yeah. And she's been kind of absent from the Bachelor world. But
she didn't seem like she fits
yeah,
in the
yeah.
Bachelor world. Like, I think
she's too good for it.
She's too good for it. Yeah. Like, I hate to say that someone's too good for reality TV, but no, she definitely is.
No, but she was awesome. And it was clear that Ben really did like her and had a lot of respect for her. So
mm-hmm.
Jubilee's awesome. Big Jubilee fans. Okay. Let's talk about Lace.
Okay.
So Lace was interesting.
She never shut the fuck up.
No, literally never. So she immediately right off the bat kissed him. As soon as she canceled, I was like, I want the first kiss. And
which
he was very thrown off.
I don't hate that as a strategy. It kind of gets you out there. It's memorable.
Yes and no. Because it wasn't like he was part of the kiss.
True.
Like, she just kissed him with his eyes closed. Like, it wasn't like he had any part of wanting to do that.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. But she was then mad at him for not giving her eye contact in the rose ceremony.
Which, that was the dumbest thing.
And she, like, pulled him aside and was like, I'm mad at you.
And he's
like,
she got a rose still.
Yeah, and he was like, let me get this straight. I gave you a rose, but you're mad I didn't make eye contact with you. And I could feel the wheels, like, turning in Ben's head. That's like, oh, no, what is happening here?
Well, based on the edits, like, it seemed like she stuck around for a decent amount of time.
Yeah.
Kind of overstated it.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And then she ultimately sent herself home and was like, I don't love myself yet. This isn't for me. Like, I'm just going to go home. And he was like, I think that's a good idea.
Yeah. I sort of feel like, assuming that she stayed on a couple weeks too many, is the producers wanted to keep her around.
Yeah,
because
for
she was that
value.
Yeah, yeah. Because she was that nuisance.
And then she came on for a little interview after the fact. And I don't know. She just is an interesting character.
She's an interesting soul. Yeah, that I will say that.
Wish her the best. But yeah, interesting character.
I guess another interesting character. Let's talk about Olivia.
Yeah, Olivia was probably one of the most polarizing characters to ever come from any season on the show.
That's so hard for me to believe, because from what I saw Monday, that it didn't look like she was that polarizing. Now, it seems like it was a little revisionist history on their part by giving her a kinder edit on Monday.
I was just going to say, I think that a big part of it is the edit she got, because I think her biggest, like, crime, quote unquote, was stealing him for, like, hey, let me steal him. Hey, let me talk to you. Let me talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
And the other girls were threatened by that. But they should, I mean, when the season aired originally, that was a big part of the, quote unquote, plot,
mm-hmm.
was Olivia stealing and whatever. And the other girls, like, kind of making fun of her and, like, kind of talking about her a lot. So I feel like her edit was worse. I mean, I know this jumps ahead of the question of, like, what was different, but I feel like her edit during the season was way worse than what they showed.
She didn't seem that bad to me. Honestly, I was like, oh, I could, like, this is someone who I would like to date.
Yeah, I mean, I think she's a strong personality, and I think that some of the other women seem to be threatened by that.
Yeah.
And she went after, like, hey, Ben, let me talk to you, let me talk to you, and I obviously, no one ever likes the person who steals them, and, like, that's mm-hmm. kind of part of the show. But I think that her edit was really bad. And it kind of almost makes me feel, not for all of them, but a little sympathy for the quote-unquote villains of the seasons.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, how much of this is an edit?
Yeah.
And how much are these people getting just demolished and roasted on social media when they go out in public for getting a bad edit when they weren't that bad?
You can kind of tell that it took an emotional toll on her the past 4 years.
Yeah, I mean, she's been kind of absent from, like, any Bachelor-related things. I mean, you kind of heard Chris Harrison talk about that a little bit.
Yeah.
And I thought what was really interesting, because I've never seen this before, was, like, they had Ben come on and apologize to her.
Yeah.
For not standing up for her and defending her when the other women were starting to attack
her. I mean, there's
her.
Sort of a culpability there towards the franchise about, you know, the mental health of these people. Yes, they choose to come on this, and yes, you sign waivers to not be embarrassed or not be emotionally hurt. I had to sign those waivers when we were doing that.
But when you get that bad of an edit, I mean, you heard her say she couldn't even go in public without people, like, saying mean things to her and, like, people sending her death threats on social media and, like, being crazy.
Which people need to be better anyways, but I think that, like I said, there's a culpability there.
Yeah, I thought it was cool, though. I thought it was cool that Chris Harrison, like, said stuff about it. I thought it was cool that Ben came on and, like, took responsibility for his part and just, like, kind of apologized on behalf of the show a little bit and was, like, and she appreciated that a lot, clearly.
Do you think that'll change the way they maybe consider making these edits? Or
I hope it does. I mean, there's always, every season, there's going to be someone that the other people don't like, and like, that is just how it is. But I think that there could be a little more, and I mean, obviously, it's, at the end of the day, it is a TV show.
Yeah,
they want to get ratings, they have to get, which it, you know, is understandable. But I think that there should be maybe a little more sensitivity sometimes in how people are portrayed, and maybe, like, okay, we can show them as a quote-unquote villain in, like, a goofy way, but, like, not a quote-unquote villain in a way that people are gonna, like, literally attack them or, like, keep people too long that are clearly not gonna be friends to anyone, everyone's gonna hate them. Like, I don't know, maybe a little more sensitivity will be used. after seeing how badly it affected her.
Yeah. I will say, I know we just talked about how badly everything affected her. I couldn't believe how they left her stranded there on the island.
Yeah, that was sad.
That is not the first time that has happened. That was so, like, I figured, like, Ben was just going to walk away and they would go to a separate boat, but he literally got on a different boat and just took off, and she was there by herself. And I really hope that, like, that started the next season of Survivor.
Right.
And, like, she was just there, and that was, like, a new reality show branched out of.
And that was hard for her because her and Ben connected so strongly pretty much immediately, too. And she got the first impression, Rose, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, I'm in love with you. And he was like, ooh, I'm actually going to have to send you home.
Which about
is always
that.
Just super tough.
Yeah, yeah. So another person I thought was pretty interesting was Amanda.
Yes. Amanda has had a very interesting Bachelor Nation run, which
I know
you're not familiar with all of it.
So
I'll tell you a little bit more about that. But Amanda has two daughters.
Yeah.
And that was kind of a big thing for her. She's kind of afraid to tell Ben that because obviously, you know, people aren't, she was like, you know, he didn't sign up for this, but like, that's my life. So I want him to know. And I, no surprise, got super emotional during that part when like Ben met the daughters and she was just like so happy seeing like this person being, and oh my God, wait, the time when they were having one-on-one time and he had the stuff for like, let's make hair clips for your daughters. And she started crying.
Yeah.
And I started crying. I was like, that is so nice. Like that was, I know the producers are involved in that, but I like to think that was Ben's idea.
How often do people come on the show with kids? I know like Jason's season, like the part of the thing was like, he has a kid.
Yeah.
And there was a girl or a woman with the kid on that season as well.
I feel like there's always like one person.
Yeah.
It's not super frequent because I feel like it's hard for people to leave their children to come on the show and be there gone for that long.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's a big reason. And there have been people that sent themselves home because they're like, I miss my kids.
Yeah.
But it's happened.
We should do a season of The Bachelor where
everyone has kids.
Yeah.
Ooh, that would be interesting. But then the kids have to be on the dates too, to see how they jive. Yeah.
And like how the other kids jive. It's like the hometowns are just kind of weird Thanksgivings with your stepbrothers and sisters.
Yes. So I thought that was really, really cute. And obviously Amanda ended up getting sent home. She made it pretty far, but obviously she ended up getting sent home. So Amanda then went on to Bachelor in Paradise.
Okay.
And ended up engaged to Josh Murray, who I know that name means nothing to you, but he was on Andy Dorfman's season and that was who she picked. Like they were engaged.
Oh.
And then had a kind of nasty breakup. And then they both went on Paradise, and then they got engaged on Paradise, had a very nasty breakup. She went back on Paradise, dated Robbie, who you'll meet next week in JoJo's season.
Okay.
Then they had a very nasty breakup.
Really?
Then she started dating some guy who's not part of the Bachelor world, and I don't remember. I think they got engaged, but then there was like a domestic
My guess
violence.
Is going to be nasty breakup.
There was a domestic violence situation where they both got arrested.
Jesus.
It was a weird thing. Yeah, so it's been a lot. And she actually wrote a book.
Should we read that one?
Yeah, I don't know. I have not read that book, but she wrote a book about her life. And I know that obviously part of it is her Bachelor life. So yeah, Amanda's had kind of an interesting run.
Fascinating.
Yeah, very fascinating. So that's Amanda. Okay. So
I thought one thing about Amanda before we move on.
Yeah.
I thought it was, I want to say this without sounding like an asshole, but so when you're on the show, you have no contact with the outside world.
Yeah, but she had to call her kids.
That seems unfair. Everyone should get at least one call.
No, I agree.
Everyone should get one call.
Do you think they do?
It's like prison. I don't know.
But they don't show them?
I don't know.
Because remember, Demi got to call her mom when she got released from prison. In prison?
I think released.
Or released.
I think. I think like they do it for some of those
certain
moments. But like, I think an alteration to the show should be you get one phone call. During your stay.
During the whole stay.
Well, it's better than zero.
Ugh.
So you get to choose when you get to use it. And you get to choose how
it's
you
so
get
stressful.
To use it. So like,
you can order pizza.
Or
you can call your family.
You can ask your kids to get on Reddit and dig up dirt on the other women. So I don't know. I think like there's sort of a double standard when you have kids that you get to talk to them. And I understand there's no bond like a mother and child. But, or even a father and child. But
It is interesting. I would like to know more about that. Like, do the parents get their phones the whole time?
Yeah.
Or is it like they can check in with their kids once a week? I'm curious.
Yeah. So clearly I'm ready for fatherhood is what we're saying.
So they weren't featured very much at all, but the twins.
Yeah, I only know one from
Paradise.
Paradise. Was it Haley?
Yeah.
The twin thing's weird.
Don't come, like, why would you do that? Like, come on a dating show as twins for the same guy.
Yeah, and then come out of, I thought it would have been funnier if they came out of the limo, not together, but, like, one after the other. Because then he'd be like, wait, I just fucking saw you.
Yes, that'd that be a cool magic would trick. Have been a funny magic trick. He'd be like, you're wearing a different dress.
So, they I don't really think they brought a lot to the table. Besides the fact, like, oh, we're twins. We do all the same stuff together.
Yeah. Which, yeah, I agree.
Whatever. I don't know. I didn't find it very interesting.
So, what? Something I did think was interesting was the check-in with Dean and Kaylin.
Mm.
So, they have been together for a year now, and they spent a lot of time in the van traveling the country, and then they ended up kind of traveling the world a little bit. They've been all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're living together in California, I think they said.
Yeah.
And Dean was wearing a ring on his wedding finger, and Chris Harrison was like, are you guys married? And he was like, no, but it's like our symbol that we're committed together.
It's like because, a hippie promise ring.
Yes, yes, because they basically both wear rings, and they're like, we don't need the government involved in our relationship. So kind of sound like
they can, rock and roll.
They basically consider themselves married.
Yeah.
Is what I took from that. Is they're basically like, we're married, but we're not like married.
Yeah.
Like, we're married without the government involvement. We don't need the papers, but, like, we are, for all intents and purposes, together.
The way that Chris prods, like, these questions, he, like, gets so giddy and excited.
Oh, my God.
At the pure concept of marriage.
Obviously takes some credit for being, like,
well, he even said, like, he's chalking it up as a W.
He's like, this is a W. This, I won. This is a win for me.
I want to see him officiate a wedding, though.
He has done a bunch.
Yeah. I don't think I've seen it, but I would honestly, whenever the day comes, that'd be cool if I could get Chris Harrison.
Oh, good call. Good idea.
Also, you know who officiates weddings?
Who?
Padma.
Really?
Yeah.
How is she going to marry you and officiate your wedding at the same time?
I don't know. If anyone can figure that out, who's listening, please let me know.
Kevin's a big Padma fan. So now we got Lauren and JoJo.
Yeah.
The final two.
Yeah. Let's start with JoJo.
Okay.
Just because she got the first I love you.
Okay. Nuh-uh, Lauren did.
Oh, well, she lost, so we're going to start with
her. Okay,
we're
going to start with JoJo. I love JoJo.
So did Ben.
He did. Like, I really like JoJo. I just think she's super cool. I like,
she also seemed normal.
If you just saw JoJo, I'm not saying you should judge it by its cover, she's absolutely stunning.
Mm-hmm.
Just this beautiful, gorgeous person. But she's, like, such a goofball. And she was just, like, goofy and was, like, totally herself. And I really, really, really liked her. Like, I thought her and Ben should have ended up together. I did not think he should have picked Lauren.
Really?
Yes, because I thought JoJo seemed more connected with Ben. I thought him and Lauren didn't have that many actually important conversations.
You know, you're right. You didn't really see enough of Lauren and Ben's connection. Like, I couldn't see the sparks as well as I could.
I felt the same way during, I know you don't watch this, Ari season.
Okay.
When he was, like, obsessed with Lauren, also her name is Lauren, and that's who he's now married with and has a kid with. But on the show, you saw, like, none of her personality, nothing about her, really.
Mm-hmm.
Not really a connection. And then he was, like, oh, so obsessed with her, so in love with her. And I'm, like, I don't really understand this. So I felt the same about Lauren B. Like, she gave off a vibe that I was, like, eh. And I just felt like him and JoJo made more sense.
Yeah.
But, so him and JoJo were at like a rainforest or something.
Rainforest cafe.
Yeah. Yep. Some waterfall thing. And she was like, I know he can't say it back, but I tell him I love him. And she was visibly shocked when he said, I love you too. And she was like, what?
Cause she knew that he broke the rules. Like,
yeah, I'm not to say rule.
I don't know
bachelor.
If it's like, is it a rule or is it an unwritten rule?
I think it's an unwritten rule. Same as like, don't sleep with people before fantasy suites is.
Yeah.
Like, it's like an unwritten rule, but a one that people follow.
Yeah.
And so it was weird when Ben
and
was
you
like,
see why.
Yes, because it caused a lot of dramatics. And he was like, I love you. And she was like, oh my God, what? Because obviously she was like, that means he's going to pick me. He told me he loves me.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, you also see him tell Lauren the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so he ultimately says goodbye to JoJo. And JoJo is shocked. Like, she was very shocked.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, obviously this guy told her he loved her. But they before the finale, they showed a little thing of they were hiding in the bathroom, but, like, their mics were still on.
Yeah, that was
and
weird.
And she was like, do you love her, too? And he's like, yeah. And she's like, did you tell her, too? And he's like, yeah. And she was like, okay, well then what even is this?
Yeah.
And she was clearly pissed. And I mean, in Ben's mind, he's like, well, if I feel it, I should say it. But in the girl's mind, he's like, well, you kind of led two people on to believe the same thing.
Yeah. So they both were listening to their heart.
This is why you don't do that. That's why that's a thing people don't do.
Yeah. And again, I don't know if agitated is a word, but I feel really bad when they're at the engagement and you know it's not them.
I know.
But they go on this beautiful whole thing,
and
soliloquy
they let them
about
this huge speech about love and how in love they are, and then he has to be like, ooh, well, wow, that was cool and all.
Yeah.
It's not you. And yeah, it's so painful to watch.
Yeah, it really is. I
stand by my statement that you should break up with somebody then, like, before. Like, you should not let them get to that end thing where they're standing there, and you shouldn't let that happen.
Yeah. To send them a text, be like, hey,
sorry. Right, even though they're on their phone. So
that's true.
So they can't see it.
That's true.
So that was it, but obviously we know that JoJo ended up being just fine because she ended up being the Bachelorette, and we'll get to watch that on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And JoJo is an awesome Bachelorette.
She was on, she was a guest judge on an episode of Listen to Your Heart.
Ah, okay.
So that's how I know a little bit about her.
Good.
And yeah, you could definitely see like the spunky personality that she had.
Yeah, she's super cool.
So yeah, she seemed like a cool gal.
Yeah. A big fan of JoJo. Oh, one more thing about JoJo before we talk about Lauren was I was obsessed with the date on the baseball field that he had with JoJo.
I'm trying to remember what happened.
They, like, were playing baseball on the baseball field. I think was that Cubs Stadium?
Oh, yeah.
And I think they had whatever jerseys on. They were running around, and, like, they had, like, a nice dinner set up, like, on the field. I thought that was super cool.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I would
okay,
be super into
this.
That as a date.
That would be pretty neat.
I loved that. That was really cool.
Yeah.
And we're missing baseball, so I was seeing that.
It's coming
and I was
back.
Like, wow, that's
breaking
cool.
News.
July
baseball's 20th. Coming back.
Yeah, so that was JoJo. Okay, so Lauren.
We're going to start our baseball podcast, Bats Please.
Oh, my God. Did you just think that just now?
I did.
Wow.
I panicked. It was quick. okay, wow. So talking about Lauren.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't love Lauren. I just didn't think they were really connected. I felt like I knew in my heart Lauren is going to break Ben's heart. Because okay. I did not think she was as into it as he was.
How? I mean, ultimately they broke up, but what was the...
Didn't feel like she was as into it as he was.
Okay.
Even though she said she loved him, it was just like watching it, it didn't feel like she did. It felt like it was what she was supposed to do.
Yeah.
To win the show and be the last one.
Yeah.
And I just didn't think that it... I mean, and it was like a devastating breakup for Ben. Like, I know they didn't talk about it, but he talked a little bit to us about it. And, mm-hmm. like, it was really hard breakup on him. And he ended up going on, like, Bachelor Winter Games and literally, like, cried the whole time because he was like, I'm not over Lauren. And he sent himself home.
Wow.
Like, it was a really hard breakup on him. And I just didn't like them together.
What is she up to these days?
She got married to country singer Chris Lane. Her name is Lauren Lane now. So, yeah, she's happily...
Appreciate
happily married
that.
Now, I guess, and, you know, I think Ben actually said that on the show. He's like, yeah, she's married now, you know, wish her the best, whatever.
One thing I noticed when Lauren was going to get engaged, how long, like, why is it always the longest fucking walk to
oh
get
my
engaged?
God. It is, well, and they're wearing these little heels.
It's comical.
Always.
Get
and
them like a
like,
hoverboard or something.
Fall, like.
Yeah.
I don't understand how more people don't fall. It's such a long walk. Like, it's ridiculous. And there's big ball gowns. It's like, this is so silly.
Yeah.
Like, this is...
I think it'd be just a good bit to just, every season, make it a longer walk.
Oh, my God. So then it's like, they're walking
so
like
by
a 5K
like,
to
yeah,
get to their...
By season 45, it's like a race for the cure, but for,
oh my God.
But to get married.
So, but what I thought was interesting was that they showed the whole proposal. And last week... They with Caitlyn's, they did not. And mm-hmm. I had, you know, we were talking about like, oh, well, if they're not still together, maybe they don't show it. Because they showed it with Sean, because obviously him and Kathy are still together.
Mm-hmm.
Did not show it with Caitlyn, but then showed it with Ben, even though him and Lauren split up. So I'm curious.
I feel like the circumstances were a little bit different for Ben's, because he made the double I love you gaffe.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess I'm trying to figure out what. Like, when are they going to show it and when are they not? Like, obviously, if they're still together, they're going to show it.
So when Sean and Caitlin got engaged, like, was that a memorable
Sean
engagement?
And Catherine.
No.
Oh, I thought you were talking about
last,
Sean and Catherine.
Last week. Because didn't she pick Sean?
Yeah, sorry. Okay. I was thinking of Sean.
Come on, Allison. Bachelor. You're supposed to be the expert here.
I thought you were messing up Catherine's name. Okay. I mean, I guess it's hard to say. Like, kind of it was because of the Nick Vial thing. Like,
but they showed that part. Like, that was the interesting part.
I guess it's just, I don't know. I'm kind of surprised they didn't show that one, but they showed this one. I don't know. I'm curious to see how they'll keep showing those.
We should keep stats on, like, yes, how they show this so we understand the show better.
Like, I don't know if you know what happened to JoJo, so I won't say anything about that.
I mean, she ends up with Aaron Rodgers' brother.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you already know. But I'm confident they'll show that one.
Okay.
But I'm curious for the future seasons.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm curious. But so that was basically it. That was Ben's season. And then Ben came on afterwards. He is now happily engaged to Jess Clark.
Mm-hmm.
She came on and she's super cute and they seem really happy.
What's her deal?
I don't know much about her.
I think she's blue check on Instagram.
I want to know more about how they met.
Didn't he say he like DM'd her at a hockey game or something?
She was like, he saw my picture from a hockey game and like DM'd me. And I'm like, okay, but how did he see it? Like, are you mutual friends? Like,
yeah.
Did you follow each other because you thought he was cool? Do you have a friend that he knows? And I want to know more about that because that story didn't make any sense to me.
Yeah.
She was like, yeah, he saw me in a hockey picture and like liked it and then DM'd me and then like Thanksgiving. I was confused.
Yeah.
Like, what are you talking about? What happened here?
Yeah. It was a little strange.
So they're getting married next year. But yeah, so Ben seems super happy, so we're happy for Ben and glad that everything worked out for him.
Yeah.
So next week's JoJo.
And then you already said it, but repeat, superlative for the...
Yeah, I think I said most attainable / approachable bachelor because I think that people loved Ben because he was just a down-to-earth dude. He didn't have some...
Was he your favorite bachelor? I think you kind of said that he might be.
I would say, yeah. I would say Ben and then Sean Lowe is probably a close second.
Okay.
But yeah, I just think Ben was just really chill. I think that he was just a down-earth, regular dude,
mm-hmm.
and people liked that. And I don't know. I think Ben was cool. And I think that he handled things, for the most part, pretty well.
Yeah.
The two I love you's debatable, but then again, if you're feeling it.
Yeah.
You feel it. I don't know.
You know what I say I love you to a lot is our social media accounts.
Stupid. Yeah, I'm super stupid. All right. Well, even though that was ridiculous, if you'd like to follow us on Instagram and Twitter, we're at BachelorPleasePod, or you can shoot us an email, BachelorPleasePod@gmail.com.
And we actually just got a new phone number, so call us at 1-800-555-BACH, BACH. Allison will pick up the phone, so she's working the phone lines, ready to hear what you guys have to say. Hopefully it's a lot of stuff, and we'll be back next week with JoJo's season.
Yeah, we'll be back with JoJo's season. She's definitely one of my favorite bachelorettes too. Caitlin Bristow is probably my favorite, but I really like JoJo a lot.
Cool.
So we'll be back next week, and I'm wondering how many weeks this is going to go on. I guess forever.
Perhaps forever.
It really might go on for a long time, but we also saw that they announced that The Bachelorette will be coming back
in the
Tuesdays
fall.
In the fall.
Yeah, so because of football. That's why it's
because
on
of Monday Night Football, yes. So it'll be really exciting to have football back, and it'll be really exciting to have new Bachelor stuff to watch.
Let's hope it all happens. I don't know.
Fingers crossed. Thanks for listening. See you guys next week.
Adios.